Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Had the en banc Ninth Circuit answered the question actually at issue in this case, it likely would have been compelled to reach the opposite result. This court has already suggested that the Second Amendment protects the right to carry firearms in public in some fashion. As we explained in Heller, to bear arms means to wear, bear, or carry upon the person or in the clothing or in a pocket for the purpose of being armed and ready for offensive or defensive action in a case of conflict with another person. The most natural reading of this definition encompasses public carry. I find it extremely improbable that the framers understood the Second Amendment to protect little more than carrying a gun from the bedroom to the kitchen. To speak of bearing arms solely within one's home not only would conflate bearing with keeping in derogation of the Heller court's holding that the verbs codified distinct rights, but also be awkward usage given the meaning assigned to the terms by the Supreme Court. The relevant history appears to support this understanding. This panel opinion below pointed to a wealth of cases and secondary sources from England, the founding era, the antebellum period, and Reconstruction, which together strongly suggest that the right to bear arms includes the right to bear arms in public in some manner. For example, in Nunn v. State, Georgia, 1846, a decision the Heller Court discussed extensively as illustrative of the proper understanding of the right, the Georgia Supreme Court struck down a ban on open carry, although it upheld a ban on concealed carry. Other cases similarly suggest that although some regulation of public carry is permissible, an effective ban on all forms of public carry is not. Finally, the Second Amendment's core purpose further supports the conclusion that the right to bear arms extends to public carry. The court in Heller emphasized that, quote, self-defense is the, quote, central component of the Second Amendment right itself. This purpose is not limited only to the home, even though the need for self-defense may be most acute there. Self-defense has to take place wherever that person happens to be, and in some circumstances, a person may be more vulnerable in a public place than in his own house. For those of us who work in marble halls, guarded constantly by a vigilant and dedicated police force, the guarantees of the Second Amendment might seem antiquated and superfluous. But the framers made a clear choice. They reserved to all Americans the right to bear arms for self-defense. I do not think we should stand by idly while a state denies its citizens that right, particularly when their very lives may depend on it. I respectfully dissent. That was Justice Thomas, also joined, and this is good news, by Gorsuch, joining me to talk about the Supreme Court's refusal to pick up the Peruta case, the great Alan Gottlieb, a man intimately involved in the case of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be with you.
That was the dissent, or a part of the dissent, from Thomas, and also joined by Gorsuch. What can you tell us, and what do you take away from what the court did today with Peruta? We've been watching this like a hawk with you over the last few months.
Well, it was less than 50-50 that they were going to take this case, so it's not 100% of a surprise they didn't take it. And, of course, it's not a settled issue yet, and there are other cases coming up through the court system that deal with the same issue of carry that we hope and pray the Supreme Court will take, particularly a Second Amendment Foundation case known as Wren coming out of Washington, D.C.,
right,
which I think is a stronger case for gun owners to begin with. So I think they may have been waiting for that. I mean, all we can do is speculate here, and it could be we were a vote short from winning the case, and so our pro-gun judges didn't want to take it if they couldn't be convinced that they were going to win it. And that's all the more reason to wait for another case to come up and give President Trump a chance to appoint another judge or two to the Supreme Court. That's a possibility as well. There also were some indications on the Peruta case that it wasn't 100% clean. The appeal was being done by the state of California, who was not a party to the suit to begin with. The sheriff that was chose not to appeal it, and the state went to appeal it. And there's still a lot of questions if the state had the right to appeal it. And so they may have decided that they didn't want to get into it. Who knows? All I know is I'm very, very excited and happy that the Supreme Court in a Second Amendment Foundation case known as Binderup, which is really two cases combined, Binderup and Suarez, where we won at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Banc, that the court didn't take the government's appeal of that and let us have our victory, which reinstates basically the understanding that people who are convicted of minor crimes don't lose their gun rights for the rest of their life, and that's a very, very important ruling. A lot of people have been disenfranchised by, you know, these various federal laws, And now there's going to be a whole lot of court challenges for people who have lost their rights for minor things that now can get their rights back.
All right. Now, that ruling, Bindrup Suarez, only applies in the Seventh Circuit, correct?
It's the Third Circuit where it came out of, actually.
Third?
But we have cases already percolating in the courts and various other circuits coming up, you know, arguing the same thing. So eventually it's a case that maybe the Supreme Court will take, or just if we if we were to lose the other cases on their way up. If we win them, they might just let them all stand and let us have our victories all the way down the line. This is a good sign, though, that the court doesn't think that you should lose your rights for a minor
right.
offense. And we only had two judges dissented who wanted to take the case and overturn it. And those two judges were Sotomayor and Ginsburg. So seven of the justices didn't want to take the case to overturn it. And that's a good thing. This was an appeal that the Obama administration didn't like our victory in Bonk in the Third Circuit, and they appealed it. And the Trump administration went along and kept the appeal alive, and the court chose not to hear it, which gives us a very big victory. So
all right.
call it today a split decision for gun rights.
Yeah, well, it is. It literally is a split decision between both of those cases. One refused, and the other worked for us, and the refusal. But I got to play devil's advocate here. While we're sitting here saying, okay, we look at this as a victory up here, isn't the other side saying the same thing about the refusal to take the Peruta case? Aren't they going to use that against us?
Oh, I'm sure the other side will. They'll cling to anything they can. But you know, there's nothing I can do about that. I would have preferred them to take the case and overturn the bad California law. That just wasn't the case. So we'll just keep fighting and keep pushing. And, of course, on that same issue, on the right to carry, we have our Wren case in Washington, D.C. that eventually is going to get to the Supreme Court as well. They're going to have to make a decision
right.
on that one if you hear it or not. Another option here could be the reason they didn't hear the case is they simply just don't have enough time to hear it. You know, as an example, late in the session here for them to decide what cases to take came Donald Trump's, you know, ban on immigration. And that one, you know, took up a slot that they accepted to hear in September. That could have been the slot that would have heard the Peruta case or the Bindrup case. Who knows?
You know, what I find interesting when you read the dissent, the fact that Gorsuch worked with Thomas on this dissent, I'll tell you what let me give you my takeaway on that. I'm not real concerned. I knew that this was going to be a less than 50-50 shot that they were going to take the case, and we've talked about it as well as others that I've spoken to as well in the know here, but I think there's a better case. I really do believe. I think the Wren is a better case out of D.C., number one, and what we saw from Gorsuch was we saw a justice who clearly supports the right to bear arms in his dissent with Thomas. Did we not? Can't we take that away now that we know now for sure, based on this dissent and his participation, that this guy's working on our behalf as far as pro-gun rights? Can't we take that away?
I think we can. We all, you know, suspected and sort of knew that he had leanings towards strict construction of the Constitution, but now he's put a stamp on it. We know where he stands on gun rights, and that's very, very important.
And now that we know where he stands on gun rights with a little bit of a stronger case coming up, or the fact that he dissented with Thomas, can't we take something away from that they felt, okay, you know, this might not be the case we want to look at this point. There might be a stronger case. Can we kind of eke that out? Can we squeeze that out of the tube, if you will, to come to that assumption right now?
Yeah, you can. I think you could draw some other conclusions, too. Like we were voted short from winning it, and so they didn't want to, you know, have the loss at the Supreme Court level for us at this point to buy some more time for some changes in the Supreme Court. That's a possibility too. And likewise, it could be they just ran out of time on their calendar to be able to hear this case in the next session of the Supreme Court because everything they can only take so many cases each year, and there are unfortunately this year there were a lot of good cases that really you know, drew attention. And again, you know, given them the choice of taking that case, if it came down to one slot, that case or Trump's travel ban, which, you know, talking about the power of the presidency to fight, you know, terrorism or to control our borders, that's going to take a precedence. So it could have been a lot of reasons. I don't want to read into it totally negative stuff, but it's unfortunate that they didn't take it. And again, that was not a Second Amendment protection case. However, we were a party to it to the extent that it was combined with the Richards case going up on the appeals through the appeals, and so while the Peruta parties filed the motion, we were a party and would have filed a brief in the case as a party as well. So it would have been nice to have it, but you know we still have the Wren case and we're going to keep pushing.
Yeah, the Wren case is a little bit stronger case too, isn't it? We've only got about 45 seconds here, but can you give us just a quick?
It's stronger because the California law isn't as anti-gun as the Washington, D.C. law is. So it makes it harder for justices to rule against us on the D.C. ban on carry.
Right, right. And I think that comes into play here. So I want listeners to take this away with your segment here with you before we let you go. I know how very busy you are today, that this is not really a negative thing. It wasn't that unexpected. We're not shocked by that, by the decision not to take the case, correct?
That's true, but I'm disappointed because I would have liked him to take it and I would have liked him to win it.
Yeah, we want to take it and win it for sure, but it wasn't something that we kind of saw this coming, and it's not a surprise to us. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, thank you for everything you do, sir. I appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us on very short notice. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of the squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, you're going to start hearing the left. Again, have you done your homework? Have you gone out and joined Bloomberg's The Trace organization as far as getting on the email list? Do that. Go sign up for the emails. Go sign up for Everytown, you know, for gun grabbers, these kooks, you know, Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way. But go get on the email list. Watch what they say about the Supreme Court's refusal. Now, you know a lot more here. You're educated about this here. They are playing to the dimmest bulbs in the knife drawer. They're playing to the lowest common denominator. They're playing to those who feel and don't think and who headline surf and go, oh, look, Everytown said we won today. They didn't win anything, all right? Because there's more to the case than they're telling you. As you just heard Alan Gottlieb and I discussing a moment ago, there are other cases out there. Were we upset? Yeah, upset? No, I'm not upset about it. I would have liked to have seen him take the case. I would have felt good about it. And I'll tell you why. Because I agree with Alan. If they take the case, those pro-gun justices who want to take the case know or feel they have a right to win it. A right to win it. They feel they'll win it. They feel they have the votes to win the case. And as Alan said, with a one vote sway, they might not feel comfortable taking that because there's a better case out there. The Wren case in D.C. is better. Let me tell you why. So just kind of take off on what Alan was talking about. There's another case right now in the appellate courts, Wren v. D.C. Washington, D.C. has given out less than 200 permits since Heller smacked them upside the head with the Constitution. They have done everything in the power inside the district to keep you. And you, Emily Miller, Emily Gets Her Gun, remember the book? Emily's been on the program before. I think it's maybe high time we bring her back to talk about it. She went through the hoops, paid all the money, did everything. It's a complete and total hassle if you've read her book. And I've had her on the program to discuss it. But, you know, it's ridiculous that D.C. makes you go through what you have to go through. So very, very strong case in Washington, D.C. Stronger than Peruta. That's my personal opinion. And I think Alan said the same thing in previous segment. Would we have liked to seen the win? Yeah, yeah. We would have liked to, for the following reason. We felt pretty good that if they took the case, they knew they'd win the case. That's why they would have taken it. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to you. That's what our thought process is. But again, as Mr. Gottlieb pointed out, there's a lot of different reasons. It is not federal law. It's not the law of the land. It's that dopey Ninth Circus ruling. And let me tell you what's dopey about it. No open carry in California and have to show good cause to keep and bear arms. To any thinking individual, a well-regulated militia, that's you, by the way. Well-regulated means well-trained and well-equipped. That's you. A well-regulated militia. Go back and look up English language in the 18th century. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Don't pay any attention to those people who would tell you that there's a debate about gun rights. There is no debate. The debate ended December 15, 1791. There is no debate. A well-regulated militia, that's you, being necessary to the security of a free state. That's the U.S., our country, not the individual state. The right of the people, that's you, to keep and bear arms, that means to keep, own, and bear, to carry arms, shall not be infringed. It's clear to every clear-thinking individual exactly what it means. We're not going to sit here and argue about it. We won that argument a couple hundred-plus years ago. There is no debate on this program. The Second Amendment means what it says. It says what it means. You have a right to keep and bear arms. It's right there in the Constitution. Any clear-thinking, honest, intellectually honest individual understands that. It does not say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as you carry your gun in a manner prescribed by us and meet certain criteria that the political appointee, chief of police, or the sheriff gets to tell you how you can make the determination as to whether or not they think you should be able to. That's not what it says. And that's what California, that's what the Peruta case was about. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as you show good cause. That's not what it says. You have a right to keep and bear arms, period. Heller reaffirmed the individual right to keep and bear arms, and you heard the dissent. Any intellectually honest person understands that. The other side will play to the lowest common denominator, i.e. the stupid, and those who choose to remain ignorant in today's day and age. And to me, you heard A.W.R. Hawkins on the show last night. You heard us discuss it. What's my saying? Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. That's my saying. I've been saying it for years. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity, because it's a choice today. They're Obama phones. Have more information in them than the Britannica Encyclopedia from years gone by. So if you choose to remain stupid, that's your own fault. But that's the lowest common denominator that they're playing to with their comments. So the Wren case is probably a little bit better and a little bit stronger. Mark my word here, this is going to be settled. It's just a matter of when. Yes, we would have liked to have seen it settled sooner rather than later. No doubt that I'm disappointed by that. I know Alan's disappointed by that. We had a series of text messages today when the information broke. But nonetheless, we're confident it's going to be settled. There is a piece up on Fox News. Well, let me go back to California briefly, then I'll go to the Fox News piece. I'm looking at it here. I'll quote, "The court has not heard an argument in a Second Amendment case in over 7 years. This discrepancy is inexcusable, especially given how much less developed our jurisprudence is with respect to the Second Amendment as compared to the First and Fourth Amendments. The justices concluded by warning the court is in danger of acting dismissive toward the right to bear arms." Currently, right now, over 40 states plus. Well, not 40, 50. California, there are permits in California. New Jersey, give me a break. Worst in the country. Even Illinois offers permits. And the whole concept of a permit anyway, but that's not the argument before us today. One step at a time. We need to get this resolved. We need to get it resolved sooner rather than later. So we set our sights on the Wren case in D.C., and hopefully that's the one, because that will end everything. That will end. There is no question. After it comes out of Washington, D.C. As it stands in California right now, there is no open carry, and you have to show good cause to get a permit to conceal. So if your concealed carry permit is denied because your sheriff decides it should be denied, you have no Second Amendment right in California. That's the crux of the Peruta case. And any clear-thinking, intellectually honest individual knows that's unconstitutional. That's why we wanted the case to be taken. But for the time being, we'll digress. Because we have to. There's no other alternative at this stage. Was it the best case? No. But it was the best we had in front of the court today. Will there be a better one? Yep. Should the other side be worried? Oh, be afraid. Be very afraid. Why? Because freedom will always prevail. Freedom will always prevail. And as we often say, it's uphill battle sometimes. Sometimes it gets ugly. It's sausage making, but we'll always win. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom today and every day here in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. Do me a favor, please. Make sure to visit the Trace and everything else and the rest of these sites, the Moms Demand, get on their mail list, start watching what they're saying, get the regular daily output of garbage, the propaganda that they flow your way. It's really something. It takes a few days to get used to it. I guess it's like eating stale food. If you're starving, after a while it becomes palatable. You know, you just got to do it to survive. Might make you a little queasy from time to time after a while, but nonetheless, you're able to digest what it is they're throwing at you so you can see and react accordingly and make sure. Because when you see this stuff, understand that they're reaching out to their congresspeople, which are also your congressperson too, okay? So it's very, very important when you see this, know, hey, somebody over there, one of these, maybe one, not 50 like it is to you, you know, 50 of us will react to every one of theirs because we're real grassroots. They're just AstroTurf. But very important, when you see this stuff, make sure you contact your congressman. If it's something that's up in front of Congress right now, maybe it's the National Reciprocity Bill and they're fighting that, you're reading the propaganda, it's a reminder to you to call your congressperson and say, hey, don't let this die. Vote yes on this issue. Or in many cases, vote no, depending on what else might be up there, okay? Very, very important. Okay, we're going to go to my next guest. Now, last week, weather got in the way. All kinds of crazy stuff was happening. There's news going on all over the place today. And there was last week as well. So we rescheduled last week's guest, who we couldn't make it because of the having to hunker down during the Armed American Radio broadcast here and kind of screwed up the guest schedule and had to move everything forward. But Yehuda Raymer joins me right now. He's got a book out called Safety On, and it's really good. And I had an opportunity to meet with him at the National Rifle Association meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, back in April. Welcome to the program, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. We finally got you on the program. I apologize. We had to keep putting it off, but we finally made it. So we've got one segment. Let me give a quick overview of your book. It's called Safety On, An Introduction to the World of Firearms for Children. Now, the book came out when?
Came out in January.
Okay. This is a fun read, and I'm looking at some of it right now. It's illustrated for kids. It says, "Hi, my name is Kyle, and one day I'm going to be just like my dad. My dad likes to go shooting. He has a lot of guns. He has big ones and small ones, long ones and short ones, black ones, green ones, and even a pink one for my mom." And then there's a lot of photographs and a lot of illustration. Tell us the impetus for the book. Where did it come from, and why did you feel like writing something on kid safety, which is obviously a huge topic on this program?
Well, I started writing it because after I purchased my first firearm, I lived in Los Angeles. And my parents, I'm an Orthodox Jew, so a lot of times you hear Jews are very rabidly anti-gun, and I didn't want my parents knowing that I had a firearm, although I was already out of the house married with two kids. I didn't want them knowing just because, you know, the Jewish guilt, I don't need that from my parents. So my younger brother let slip that I had a Glock, and before I knew it, my parents were telling me how you know, irresponsible I was for having a firearm in the home with two children. And kind of, I mean, I hate to say to shut my parents up, but kind of to counter what they were saying, you know, I wrote this book because I figured there's nothing like it on the market, and why can't a person be a responsible gun owner with two children in the house? On top of that, where else was I going to have my kids really learn about gun safety? I mean, I know you have the Eddie Eagle program, which is great, the Project Child Safe, which is great, but there was nothing on the market that really was a book that you can sit down and read to your child at bedtime, or if your child is just learning how to read, it's easy enough for them to read. So I set out to write something like this for my kids.
Mission accomplished. I love it. It's simple, to the point. The illustrations are great. And it gets by the way, I got to tell you this, it's not Jewish guilt, it's everybody's guilt. You know, no matter how old we get, we still worry about our mom and dad, right? We don't want our parents to know certain things. I think it's fantastic. But if whatever it was that sparked you to write it is awesome, because kids and guns and gun safety, you know, I keep telling a story, Yehuda, about a friend of mine and a neighbor who came to me one day inquiring, you know, what do I do about a gun? I want to buy my first gun and this. And I started asking him about his kids. Both of his kids play with my kids. They've known each other since they were, you know, 3 and 5 years old, for that matter. Now they're teenagers. One of them's driving. And he says, well, you know, I've never had a gun in the house. I don't really need to worry about, you know, teaching my kids about being safe around guns because we don't have any guns. And I said, well, you know, I have 70 guns in my house, and your kids are over here all the time. They have guns in their house, and they have guns in their house. Everywhere your kids go, there's a gun in the house, especially around here. So, yeah, you do have a responsibility, and this book kind of fills that void, doesn't it? It takes that first step that maybe a new gun-owning parent might be. So, okay, well, I'm not sure how to do this. This book answers that question, doesn't it? Sit down and teach your kids with this and start them early.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's exactly what it does, and Whether you are on the left side of the aisle, the right side, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, you pick the label. Your child at one point in their life is going to be exposed to firearms. With the amount of accessibility with, you know, the iPads, iPhones, news is everywhere, TV is everywhere. You see kids going to restaurants, instead of talking with their parents, they're sitting on the parents' iPhone watching the latest cartoon from Disney. It's everywhere. They will be exposed to firearms. So what are you going to do if your child finds a firearm somewhere it's not supposed to be? And that's another reason why I thought my book was so important, is that left side, right side, everyone wants their child to be safe.
And this is, and I got to go here again, because it's not just what's in our own home. And I know you'll agree with me. I taught my kids about gun safety when they were 3 years old, 4 years old. My son fired his first gun, I think, when he was 6 or 7, 22. All right? I fired my first gun, I think, when I was about 10 or 11. My father took me shooting. I started my kids a little bit earlier. My son was ready. My daughter, she's not all about guns right now. She's been shooting before. We've got some acreage. But she's not that we fire on, but she's not real into that. My son, on the other hand, he loves to shoot. So whatever each individual kids, but here's the point. I know my kids at home. My kids know. I know what my kids know. I taught my kids. But I don't know what the parent next door has taught their kids. So it's really important that my kids understand that safety, that if they happen to be over there and the other kids' parents haven't taught them anything, my kids know what to do, how to react if they see a firearm from someone who doesn't know about it. My kids have the ability to step in, and that's why this is so vital, because we can't teach enough kids and gun safety, can we?
No, it's everywhere. I mean, no matter where you go, it's always there. And to make a small point about my son, I have a 8-year-old who just he's in camp, and the camp took him laser tagging. And mm-hmm. he comes home one day and he goes, "Daddy, you will never believe it. I was going laser tagging and everybody was walking around with their fingers on the trigger, and I made sure not to put my finger on the trigger." And this was laser tag. You know,
right.
you don't think about it, but you need to ingrain at a young age safety. I mean, you have cooking knives on your counter, but you teach your kids not to use knives. And it's the same idea. A gun is a tool, nothing more. And if you teach your kid how to use it properly, then there's really nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's really important. We've only got about 20 seconds. Yehuda, please tell us about the book and where people can go and buy it, my friend.
You can buy it at Amazon.com is the best place to get it right now.
Amazon.com, the name of the book is On Safety. On Safety, an introduction to the world of firearms for children. Yehuda Reamer, thank you very much for being here. I apologize we had to put it off, but I'm looking forward to bringing you to the Monster program when we can talk about the book in a little bit more detail. Sound fair?
Sounds fair. Sounds good to me.
Thank you very much, my friend. We'll be back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after these messages. We're going to wrap up this day. I'll tell you a little bit about what you missed if you missed the Monster broadcast last night. Tell you a little bit about that and close out the show just for today, because tomorrow we're going to get up and do it all again. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow. Fastest hour in radio lived up to it today, didn't it? Good heavens. Let me start the final segment today with usccaonair.com. Let me send you over there to usccaonair.com. The Gun A Day giveaway in full swing. Full swing. Got about 4 days left, 5 days left this week. Let me put it that way. Today's Gun A Day, Remington 1911 R1 Carry Commander, valued at $1,300, $1,299 to be exact. You'll get a check for $1,299. You have 8 hours, 11 minutes, and 26 seconds from right now. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership. Well, I got an email today about that USCCA membership. Let me read it to you. A CCW trainer, Mark, it says USCCA coverage. Mark, a CCW trainer in Illinois was just talking about USCCA insurance and insisted the coverage is only 20% up front and the rest is reimbursed. And then in bold capital letters, he put, if and only if you win. Please let me know the details, preferably on air. I can't recommend the coverage to my students unless it pays up front. I'd have to cancel and jump ship myself if that's how it works. I need a lot of money up front to win the case in the event I'm forced to defend myself and I'm charged for a crime, especially if I'm passing through someplace with, let's say, satellite radio word, movement word, blank prosecutors like Illinois. It's from Clayton. Let me tell you a little bit about the insurance and answer that question. Your CCW instructor that you were talking to is mistaken. That's a competitor's program that only pays a percentage, and I'll leave it at that. You can go find it out yourself. I'm not in the business of giving out that information. But I will tell you that it is the USCCA program that is 100% upfront to you. Should you need it, should you find yourself in a situation where that satellite radio moment prosecutor decides to come after you for votes, for acting in self-defense. The website usccaonair.com explains all of this. Let me give it to you right from the page. This is critical stuff. Because when I see that, it disturbs me that there's a CCW instructor out there giving his students wrong information about this coverage. Everybody out there and their brother wants to cover it. You know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, right? If you've got the best, everybody wants to be like it. But there's only one that's the best. Here's why the USCCA is the most comprehensive protection plan in America. Here are the industry-leading benefits. Upfront, no out-of-pocket coverage. If you're involved in a self-defense incident, your critical response team will instantly take any and all financial burdens off your shoulders. No deductible, no reimbursement, no out-of-pocket costs to your family. I can't make that any clearer, Clayton, to you to go back and tell your CCW trainer who is clueless and might want to get it figured out what he's telling his students, which is false. You can get up to $1.15 million in insurance-backed self-defense shield protection. That's what I have. All weapons are covered. You shouldn't have to think twice about protecting your family, whether it be with a firearm, knife, or your own two hands, right? Your fists or your feet. You also get personal hardship coverage. It assists you with firearm replacement, damaged property repair, and any other unexpected costs that could run your family thousands of dollars alone. Expert witness coordination is included, and the USCCA Legal Advisory Board. Let me tell you what you get up front. $150,000. Now, I'm platinum. Pay careful attention to this, Clayton. I want you to tell your CCW trainer who was giving you this wrong information. Just send him to the website. Tell him to get educated, okay? $150,000 at platinum level. That's my level. I'll tell you because I have it, so I know what it is. $150,000 immediate attorney retainer upfront criminal defense. That check goes out instantly. Not a percentage of it. No advisory board has to go in after the fact. No, well, you know, maybe we'll give that. No, it doesn't work that way. It's instant. $25,000, 10% of up to $250,000 in bail bonding. Upfront bail bonding. $4,000 personal hardship coverage, $4,000 psychological support, and $500 a day compensation while in civil court. The gold, $500,000. $75,000 immediate attorney retainer upfront criminal defense. Immediate upfront. No retainers. Reimbursements. Silver, $50,000. Immediate, upfront. USCCAonair.com. I hate when I see that people give out bad information like that because it's not true. And I appreciate the opportunity to clarify that. But that's a competitor. Go out, look it up yourself, and come right back to this and understand that this is the best coverage out there. That's why everybody wants to be like Mike, right? You've seen that? Everybody wants to be like Mike. Well, there's only one Mike. Peace of mind. Yeah, I spent a little bit more time on this than I normally would because of that email. I think it's very, very important. The right information get out there. $30 a month, by the way, for platinum is what I pay. My wife has it also. You can pay as little as $13 a month for silver. And you can pay $22 a month for the gold. One annual payment of $147 for silver, one annual payment of $247 for gold, one annual payment of $347 for platinum. I pay $30 for a month for me, and I think we paid $347 up front for my wife, so we just split it up that way. Okay? You can do the same thing. USCCAonair.com. Get the right information. There's no reimbursements here. Go look at the competitions and find out that that's the case. You make the decision. It's called peace of mind. Peace of mind to me means it's up front, baby. I ain't got to worry about this. I can sleep tonight. Peace of mind isn't paying $30+ a month to possibly get reimbursed if it works out. See, I'm tapping the studio desk here. All right, back to the monster broadcast yesterday. Did you miss it? We had some fun with AWR Hawkins. Time zones, man. Gotta love when real life gets in the way. AWR's been traveling all over the country. Forgot what time zone he was in. As a result, we were able to shift him into third hour, hour three, which was great. Now, it threw my plans off for the show a little bit because there were some things I wanted to cover in hour two with him, and then I was unable to get to everything because of that shift in real time yesterday. But man, we had a lot of fun with AWR Hawkins in the third hour yesterday. Those of you in North Carolina and a number of other stations who only pick up that second hour, for example, there's a handful of stations that get hour number two. Got to hear a whole different program yesterday, so a lot of fun. There was a lot of analysis going on yesterday on the show from a number of different fronts. Had Mr. Gottlieb on the program, or excuse me, didn't have Mr. Gottlieb on the program yesterday. So because there was a shift in the schedule, we were able to move some things around. It was an awful lot of fun. So make sure to go back and check it out at armedamericanradio.com. It is up on the site right now. A great program for you. Awful lots of fun. Neil McCabe jumped in the first hour after we replayed the Barry Loudermilk interview from the Friday Daily Defense Show. And Neil, up there in Washington, D.C., I don't know anybody whose fingers are in the pot more than Neil's. I mean, he knows how Washington works, so it was really fun. And, of course, A.W.R. Hawkins giving us his insight on the Barry Loudermilk. There is movement. We expect, hopefully, if Loudermilk was correct, I have no reason to doubt him at this stage. I haven't seen anything to the contrary yet. That national reciprocity, we should begin seeing some movement on that bill this week. That would be huge. That would be huge. And what changes might be made to it, maybe to incorporate some of Massey's reciprocity with D.C. into that thing and change some of the wording to cover Washington, D.C. for H.R. 38, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, that would be ginormous, humongous. That would be huge, make up our own words here, but gigantico, that would be absolutely awesome if we can see that move. And I hope to be able to report that to you later in the week. We'll stay in touch with Loudermilk's office and others and some of our contacts in Washington, D.C. Hope you enjoyed the program today. Make sure to go back and listen to yesterday's Monster Cast, armedamericanradio.com. Get in on the Gun A Day giveaway, the 1911 today, $1,299, USCCAonAir.com. In the meantime, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your